every big brother protects his sisters from harmful influences. My brother, Brogin, not only protects me with his muscles, but with wisdom for living. Let's join him as he shares wisdom for sisters.
A Brogin sister told me that she has a co-worker who is into her, coming around her, asking her out, actually proposed to her, and is essentially pressurizing her to give him an answer. It has even gotten to the point where he will stand before other co-workers in the place and say, "This is my wife." And those people will be telling this sister that agreed to marry him now, he's a good guy. Essentially, the guy is pressurizing her to give him an answer. But there's a challenge with the arrangement. The challenge is that this sister barely knows him. What that means is that they don't know much. They just used to do hello, hi, and this guy broke up with his bae not long ago. And this sister doesn't know him much, but he claimed he knows her enough to propose to her and marry her. But my sister is not free in her mind to marry this guy. So she's dragging her feet and asking me what she should do about the situation. What I want to do in this episode of Brogin Sisters Podcast is to give you an answer to her question. First thing I want you to understand is what a marriage proposal is. Marriage proposal is a request for a lifetime work with someone, that is the person proposing to you. The answer to this proposal is not supposed to be given in a haste. It's supposed to be well thought out and given after careful thought about it. The reason is because when you give an answer to marriage proposal, it's like opening a door to a lifetime journey. Do you understand what I'm saying? Marriage proposal is not like, let's be boyfriend, girlfriend. I still like to put this on record. I don't believe in doing boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm not saying you can't have male friends or female friends. Boyfriend, girlfriend, the way it's said in dictionary, is having a member of the opposite sex you have sex with. I don't believe in that today. I didn't believe it yesterday. I won't believe it tomorrow. But what I'm just saying is that when we are asking for something like that, it's different from what they're asking for marriage. Boyfriend, girlfriend, we can break up tomorrow, everybody go their way. But when you make a commitment to a marriage, my sister, if you believe what I believe, which is that once you marry, you can't divorce. You are in to that marriage forever. Do you understand that? So that is why you can't just give any kind of answer. And you have to learn how to manage pressures when it starts coming from all kinds of people to give an answer to a marriage proposal. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when we make such a request for a lifetime work with them, you must not say yes. Yes. You must not say yes. And you shouldn't be quick to also say no. So before you jump into an answer to a marriage proposal, there are some things I want you to do. Once again, recognize that this is a lifetime commitment you are making. It's not something you can start today and say, and tomorrow you carry your bag and go to your mama's house and say you're going to stay. I wrote a post on Rant Headquarter the other day about that if your guy, your husband, your spouse cheats on you, you shouldn't cheat back. Then in the course of writing, I now said he, referring to the that if he's the guy that cheated, you don't cheat back, don't join him in his miserable life and all of that. So I saw many ladies and women attack me. No ladies, women actually. They attacked me left, right, and center. One said that if her husband does that, he will just take the children to go home. People actually threaten to go home if their husband cheat on them. Sorry, if their husband commits adultery. I don't like to use the word cheat actually. That made me realize that many Nigerian women prefer to be divorced than to be married to a guy who commits adultery. But basically, I don't believe in divorce under any circumstance. I'm not saying there's no circumstance where a Christian can divorce, but I just don't believe in divorce. So before I handed over my heart to Chidinma Aneke, who became Chidinma Adinwoke, I was careful to ensure that this one we can rule. I was careful to ensure that once I say I do, I have done. I'm careful to ensure that once I say I do, I will not want to undo it. So these are basic things I had to do before we started. The reason is because I don't want stories that touch. So in your own case where this guy is asking for your hand in marriage, my sister, I want you to take your time to think through it because it's a lifetime commitment. Be sure of the answer you are giving. You can't just wake up and say yes to any man. You don't know this guy much. He's pressurizing you. I mean, you told me he said he's even a relationship teacher in his church. He's a youth teacher in his church. My sister, don't be carried away by that one. No. Say person be pastor for church, youth pastor for church, children teacher for church. Let me say be a good husband though. There's a difference between having anointing to preach and being a good husband. As an example, you'll be looking at me that Brodis is a good guy. I just read this Brodis guy is single. I for marry him. Go and ask my wife. She doesn't think like that completely. She loves me. She has made a commitment to me. But there are some bad things about me you don't know. The only one that knows is the one I'm living with. Is the one that has married me. Is the one I'm not pretending to. Of course, that's what I'm pretending before you. But I mean, there are some things you will never find out about me until you start listening closely. One of them is that I can rake. You know what it means to rake? Yes, that one is very obvious, because if I never rake for you, it might be say I just did diplomatic with you. But if you vex me or do something, provoke me to that raking level, you go still raking. You understand what I'm saying? So because the man be pastor for church, let me say now correct husband. I'm not saying the raking man is not a correct husband though. But there are some things about a man that he's being a pastor hides from the general public. And that is why he shouldn't be carried away because he is a pastor. Listen, let me even tell you this one. Anybody can be a pastor in his home. What it takes to be a pastor in your home is that you have the capacity to understand Bible, teach and lead it when you're having morning devotion or family devotion. You don't need to be a pastor to be able to do that. So his pastoral anointing, believe me, has little or no consequence to his being ability to be a correct husband. Do you understand what I'm saying? Of course, generally it should be that because a pastor, he should have more dedication to God. You shouldn't be afraid of adultery from him. There are some kind of nonsense behavior from guys you shouldn't steal from him. But then that's not always the case. So there are some people who are pastors, but when they behave like this, you start wondering, are you sure this one a pastor? So don't just allow the fact that he's a pastor get you carried away. I want you to scrutinize him the way you scrutinize a brother who is a mechanical engineer, or who is a statistician, or who plays drum in church. You know those kind of things that you think are not spiritual? Yes, that's why you scrutinize him. Engage him in a conversation. Don't be intimidated by his being pastor. Yes, don't be. So ask him questions. Engage him in conversations. Get to know him. Very importantly, understand his values. There are pastors who believe in divorce. If your husband believes in divorce, the problem with it is that he would see divorce as an escape route. If he doesn't believe in divorce, he's the kind of person that is likely to be more tenacious, more likely to stay put until your marriage is fixed. Find out what he thinks about your relations, your extended family. Find out what he thinks about life generally. Check whether you will actually agree. The father is a pastor has little or zero consequence to his being able to be a good husband. In fact, as you're examining him and awarding mark, the father is a pastor should not be up to more than half mark. Yes, half over 100 actually, that's what I mean. So that's how I want you to grow with him. Take time out to check who he is and be certain this is the kind of man you want to marry. The reason is because once you make a commitment into the relationship, you can't go back. Yes, you can't go back. So don't be in a haste to do that. There are some things you need to understand about choosing your husband. I wrote a book titled Choose Your Husband. It's a free book. If you want to download the book, go to brojid.com/CYH. Just type brojid.com/CYH. If that is difficult for you to just go on Google and type Choose Your Husband, Brojid. They will take you to where you're going to download the book. It's a book that has 20 chapters with 20 audios accompanying it. Download it for free, read and learn. There are some things you will understand about guys and how to arrive at the choice of a husband. The other book I also recommend very strongly that you read is a book called Should I Say Yes? It's written by Pastor Banky. Go type pastor.ng. Go to the book section. You see something about Christian marriage, foundation for Christian marriage, and God is a matchmaker. Those two materials will show you how do you arrive at choosing a husband. Should you say yes to this guy asking you out? Get those two materials, and of course get as many other books as you can and read. Of course the two books I just made the reference to now, you can download both of them for free. So you get those materials so it can give you understanding on how to judge a man's suitability to be your husband. So before you even get to say yes, get close to him, talk, interact with him. during break, during work, or once in a while when you get to talk, find out what you think. Somebody stabs his husband or his wife because his wife refused to give him meat. Ah, see what they have for this world now. Wow. And listen to him to know what he's going to say. One pastor divorced his wife. Say to pastor divorced wife, and hey, chai. Then listen and wait for what he's going to say. That helps you understand the kind of person he is. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then while you are doing all of this, and unpack this pressure, when people tell you, say yes now, say what if? In fact, this is how to, if you are in Nigeria, there's a way to say unpack the pressure without even appearing rude. You say, what if it's not God's will? Just say that, and everybody telling you say yes will calm down by force, because nobody wants to tell you to do what's against God's will. And if they start pressuring, you don't want to even use that one, tell them, what if I say yes today and say no to him tomorrow? Is it not better I take time to come up with an answer I can hold on to? That's what you tell him when he start asking you, Obioma, I asked you the other day, what are you saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't allow desperation to actually push you to say yes. I know you are 35 already. Of course, the person that asked me this question is not even up to 28. But imagine you are 35 and this person is asking you, please don't be in a haste. They want to rush into a marriage and they want to rush out, but they can't come out. So be careful to take your time and know who this guy is. Then there's also another thing that girls do. Somebody asks them for their hand in marriage and they want to wait forever before they give answer. My sister wants you to know something. It's not only you, there are other girls that he wants to marry or he can marry. So I don't want you to deliberately start wasting his time in the name of testing his patience. Yes, I know she didn't take typical long time. I don't want to say it because it might be embarrassing. She didn't take a lot of time before she gave me yes. But I mean, it made life easy for us. This girl like me, I like her. Why are we wasting our time? Marrying is not begging. It's not as if you are doing him a favor. Sorry, let me give it to you direct. You are not doing any man a favor by saying yes. You are doing yourself a favor. You know why? If both of you are doing yourselves a favor, you know why? If he thinks you are not good enough, he won't ask you. So he's not doing you a favor by asking you. And if you think he's not good enough, you won't say yes. So when I came to propose to her, I came with this confidence that I am a very resourceful guy. If you marry me, you are marrying a smart, godly, intelligent guy. I never blow, but I go still blow one day. So I have a substance to offer. So please don't carry yourself as if you don't have a substance to offer. Yes, so think about it in that light. So it will help you calm down and think about him and come up with an answer. Because no one should give him this answer, you are giving the answer. Please don't waste his time unnecessarily. And please, when you want to say yes, please say yes. Don't say no. What I learned those days is that when a girl tells you no, it means that she means yes, you should chase her more. I said, Chinekeme, what kind of work is that? If a girl tells me no, you will not hear me ask you again, ever, in my life. There's only one girl I asked, and I asked her because she keeps giving me green light up and down, making it look like I'm the one who is ignoring her, and I like her a bit. I asked her to fill all righteousness, and she gave me the no, and that day I celebrated her no, because I just wanted to ask her out so she can just tell me this no once and for all and will be settled. If she said no, hoping that I'll come to chase her, oh Lord, she missed. Because it is against my personal religion, not Christian religion. It's against my personal religion to be begging a girl to marry you. There's a difference between proposing to you and begging you. Proposing to you is doing what a man who wants to get married should do. Begging you is doing what... I don't use foul language, but it doesn't just make sense. You should know, my own business is to highlight my selling point to you. You consider it and check whether I want to marry or you don't want to marry. If you decide I don't want to marry, no be quarrel. Man go come out their way. So I'm just telling you, please don't think that guy is so desperately. Maybe he's desperate, sure, but it's not every guy that desperately needs you and want to wait for you to be wasting their time. So while they're taking your time to think, to come up with an answer, please make it as fast as possible. Again, you don't need to know even everything about him, you just need to know some things. I just know three or four things about Chidima, and I said that yes, I'm okay with this girl. Of course, there are even today we say quarrel, like she's not usually the perfect person, yes. But with those basic things I understand, I can now start working out some things. What I mean by that is that you can't make gold from copper, you have to make gold from a raw gold. So this gold is raw, so we can be refining the raw gold until it becomes sparkling. So there are some things you need to know about a guy. If, for instance, a guy is 100% devoted to God and believes the Bible as a sound word of God that will guide his life, it means that if he's doing something bad and you point out to him from the Bible, he will not, he's not going to start arguing with you that it's not true, it's not true, he's going to continue like that. He start walking towards changing. But if this person that doesn't even send Bible, my sister, you're going to have a hard time changing his, getting him to be on the same page with you if Bible is your foundation for living. I just use Bible as an example. You can apply this example in your other areas. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when the guys are pressurizing you for marriage, to say yes to his proposal, tell him you need to take time so they can give him an answer that is actually true and not a joking answer. When he gives you time, take that time to know him, to determine whether he'll be suitable to be a husband to you and a father to your children. If you can't do that, my sister, the answer is no. And if you can, the answer is yes. And when you want to give him the answer, give him yes and not no, expecting him to beg you more so you cannot change to no, yet no to yes.
You just listened to Brojit Sisters podcast with Joseph Dinwoke. For more wisdom he shares with ladies, visit brojit.com/sisters. Follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brojit Sisters, or subscribe to our WhatsApp broadcast through 0810-550-4664.